On July 21st, the establishment license was renewed and now expires on July 30th of 2024. And as of current, Follow Karaka still remains with a student barber issued. Any questions? I'll be happy to.
Any questions?
Is Paul still around in this establishment?
No, Paul is not around.
Okay. Have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes, I did go over the email and also did go over the paper that I got in the mail.
Okay. So can you add information to it that will help us better understand the situation?
Yes. So I had opened my barber shop back in 2017, but just by myself. I went ahead and opened this bigger barber shop, a bigger opportunity. And I got a couple barbers. They all had licenses. And Paul, that was my fault. I should have asked for his license in the beginning, but I didn't ask for it because he was already working at shops. He was working at one in Tucson, and then he quit because he was commuting, making that hour drive. So I went ahead and offered him a spot with me. My mistake, not knowing I should have asked them, you know, present me your license. That was on my part. So when State Board came in to inspect, I did see him go to the restroom, and that's when I found out that he actually didn't have his license, but he did finish school, but he never took his test.
So how long was he still involved with your shop after that visit?
After they came and inspect, So that same day, he got out of the bathroom and I told him, you know, pack your stuff. You don't have your license. You said you did. So he packed his stuff and he left right then and there. Within the next 10 minutes when I told him, all his stuff was gone.
Okay. This is Goodman. What's your current process for getting a copy of the license and making sure it's posted?
Can you repeat that?
What do you do now to make sure that those that are in your establishment have a license? That your customers know that they have a license?
I have them posted on the mirrors. So my license itself and my other three barbers that I have right now, they have their license posted up on their mirrors.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? All right, so we'll move into deliberation. So,
Marshall Knox, I move that we adopt the finding of facts and pilot sites and the investigation report.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. We agree this happened. Do we have a motion for an order of discipline in this matter?
Is there any previous history?
No.
I move that based on the findings of fact and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action and move to offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty. And if not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing with 12 months probation.
Second, Marshall Knox.
We have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Okay, by majority then, we're staying with the consent agreement. We will send you additional paperwork out about and have an offer of a complaint so you can agree to it and pay the fine and move on, or you can decide to have a formal hearing. That makes sense to you, sir?
Yes, sir. So the fine will still be implied, correct?
Yeah, the fines are the same. We had two problems. We had the license issue, the point, and then the Paul Carrazzo guy operating without license issue. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'd like to let you out of it. We just can't see how.
You're fine. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck in your business.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Our next case is INFP 88639 Mesa Barber School, BBT-BP-000093. Blanca Ramirez, VAR001575. Hi, how are you? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony is false?
Hi, Blanca Ramirez, swear.
You're amazing. Good enough. Enjoy. We will have our investigator review this case for this, and we'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Alexander Hill. On March 30th, 2023, I conducted the initial inspection of Mesa Barber School, and I spoke with owner Blanca and the head instructor Manuel. The school had all of the necessary supplies needed to become licensed. I informed the head instructor Manuel that they would receive their license, but the initial inspection failed due to the school being open and operating before licensure. It was also explained that any hours of students received at this establishment before my inspection would not be counted towards the student hours needed to graduate from Barber School. On March 31st, 2023, Mesa Barber School became licensed, establishing license number BBP-BP-000093. Expired June 30th of 2024. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Do we have any questions for our investigator? Okay, seeing no happy faces saying yes. Would you please review this with us and tell us your side of it?
Okay. I've been a barber licensed in 2004. Never has complained. I've always done everything as it should be. I've been an instructor for 10 years, and I've been running a very successful barber school for 10 years of bachelor's. And I did apply for my license prior to opening the barber school. I know the board was going through a change and everything was upside down. Feel a little bit upside down, but I know you guys are working really hard to make it work, and okay. We're right there with you. So I did apply for the license, did everything I was supposed to do, paid for it, and set my start date on the documentation I sent. So I had students signed up a year prior. I had that place waiting for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, I didn't open in the crate that I was supposed to because the crate next door is still under revision by the county. It's a long story. Nothing to do with me, with the building. So I ended up buying the beauty salon next door and using it as my temporary barber school. So I was very happy. I applied for my license and I paid it, did everything. As she stated, everything was in order. I've been in the industry for a long time, so I know exactly what I need. So I did open prior to receiving my paper license, but I did apply for it. Prior to.
With the issue, it's a long time, or from the time you applied until we got this inspection, how long was that?
Probably like 2 to 3 weeks, but I did open about 2 days or three before she inspected me. I don't remember what day of the week it was, but I opened that same day.
So we're looking at a couple of days.
Yeah, it was just a couple of days.
That sounds fair. I was concerned it was going to be 2 years.
No, I'm
very good. Okay. And the school looks good. Looks very clean.
There are no sanitation violations.
Perfect. Very nice. Okay. Do we have any questions? Questions, maybe.
It's just an issue on the back end related to the application moving through.
From that time frame, I know I was here, but I didn't know enough about the barber school licensure part from that time. The person who would have known that's not sure is no longer here.
Do we have an idea when it was filed?
Yeah, how is it supposed to work? If they apply for the license and they put the anticipated start date on that, obviously, you guys have to take however long it takes for you guys to appropriately license. But like, how long does that take? Was it like an extended amount of time?
So I'm not 100% sure when this license came in. I can tell you how it works today.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The process today is, and the example is, we received an application 1 week ago on the tongue. I actually personally processed one, and that's not this case, but we did receive a new school application a week ago on the tongue. I personally processed the license myself on Wednesday. Actually, Alex inspected them yesterday, and they were licensed yesterday because they had passed their initial inspection. So the process now is relatively quick. I wish I could answer your question about early 2023.
I was just curious because it seems like that's one of the only licenses where I anticipate starting on this day. A cosmetologist that would come and say, I want to start cutting people's hair on this day.
Yeah, the way the rules are written for all of our school licensure is that an inspection has to occur before they can be licensed. So.
And before they open.
And before they open for that, yes.
So the violation happened. I mean, right, and sounds like the licensee knew that she was going the wrong direction by just proceeding and open.
Or she thought it was in process. She should have popped up. Just caught up in the flurry of opening.
Yeah, I guess I'll ask you, did you think you had followed all the rules?
Yes, I did, because prior to the merch and,
I can attest to that. And so previously, before things changed, the way it used to work, even with shops and licenses, for a lot of schools, like I said, she's not known for years. Because we only had one inspector, but we only had one inspector. So what would happen was we had so many schools and shops, the inspectors couldn't get there as quick as behind. So they would just tell you, okay, they came out, they saw, you're good to go, we'll get you that later. And that's the way that they get it. Now we've changed it, so just so you know, moving forward in the future.
Yeah.
It's like a weird,
That was the old protocol.
Have been handled that way, but it was, and now we are actually following it.
Yeah, because I'm all about us enforcing and following the rules. The problem is when then the standard of care, so to speak, the standard is that, no, you're doing the right thing, you're good.
You're good.
Then it's hard to enforce a rule.
I don't mean to give you extra work, but I am a big enforcer. I don't know if you ever heard of me, but if you're not, and I go all for following rules. I mean, I respect the profession so much, and I am very, very proud of being a barber and a barber instructor for these many years. So I do everything by the book. This is how it used to be. And we used to send pictures of the place. Mm-hmm. So that's how they knew that it was everything in order. So that's how it used to be. And I didn't think it was going to be any different.
When did you submit the school application?
I don't have I actually didn't even think I was going to do
it. But I don't know if that happened. March 13th.
We received it March 13th. Okay, and the inspection was on March 30th.
So we inspected quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it'd be hard to criticize, the staff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking 2.5 weeks, that we got out for an inspection. The challenge is, should she have expected to wait for the inspection? And it sounds like historically we haven't.
Yeah.
So when do we start enforcing our own rules, though?
It's been like that for, I tell you, old things for sure.
That's so, what so yeah, you're talking about a decade of
given that information, we do absolutely need to make sure that people know that the old ways are not the current ways, but I would move to dismiss this case based on that information. We're running a tighter ship now, we're running a better ship now. We need to figure out how to inform people of that. But
try every month.
In this situation, I feel like some grace being granted.
My social media is always open to inform people about it. As a matter of fact, every time don't forget you renew your license June 31st. I posted in our social media, we have a large amount of barbers following our school because obviously we have graduated many barbers throughout the year. And I make sure that all the people I know remember to renew their license, because everybody forgets. They remember their birthday, but they don't remember when the license for the shop. And so I am a big, you know, advocate of using social media as a way of informing.
And they've actually gotten better with it. So Frank coming on, he introduced a new system where now we actually remember how before we didn't get the emails, you just had to remember. Now you can actually get those emails in 60 or 90 days prior. So it is, they've made improvements. It's just, as far as that was one of those ones that we don't get, it's red.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All
right. I have reservations about my vote, though.
I'm gonna go with a nay.
Okay. But we've done it. Yeah, thanks for working hard. We appreciate it. Thanks for supporting it. INFP dash zero RC 8673 Curly Moe's Barber Shop and Salon BBG 001064 Alfred Leia, owner.
Mr. Chairman, I have a quick question. How come some of the numbers are INFP and some are not?
Those are barbers.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, member Flores, to give you the specific details on that, that's correct. We just consolidated. We're still working on consolidating our IT system so that barbers in with us. So there will now be consistency in
numbering,
but that just happened in December. So we're still.
Awesome.
But yes, there you go. That's your answer.
Thank you.
Not within the same.
I'm curious.
So if anybody from Curly Moe's is on the phone, star stick. Curly Moe's. No Curly Moe's. All right. Hearing no Curly Moe's responding. I move that INFP dash 88673 move to a formal hearing unless the people from Curly Moe's can come into compliance before that. Motion and second. Everybody in favor say aye.
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 All right, so that's for that one. Next one up, INFP 88674, Dap Barber Brazen, BBE 002666, Brazen Mark Stroud, BAR.
Hello.
Officer Celia.
Can you hear me?
Is this Brazen Mark?
No, this is Curly Moe's.
Curly Moe, where'd you come from?
I was trying to unmute my phone and it just wasn't working, but I changed.
Well, you're going to have to sit still for a second.
Hi,
Curly. Don't go away. Hang on. I'll come back to you. Right now, we're at Dap Barber Brazen.
Brazen Stroud here.
Good. Glad you are. All right. So let's start from there. Is your first name Brazen?
Yes, sir. Government name.
All right. Brazen. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes, sir.
And then state your name.
Brazen Stroud.
Nicely done. All right. Our investigator, whichever this is going to describe the case to us, and then we'll come back to you. Ms. Tim.
Good morning, Mr. Bacon, and members of the board. My name is Alexander Hill. On July 20th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Dap Barber Brazen, and I spoke with the owner, Brazen Mark Stroud. I verified the establishment license on the board licensing database system and determined that it was unlicensed. I informed Mr. Stroud that the application needed for a barber establishment license can be found on our website and wrote the board's website on the inspection report. On July 29th, 2023, establishment license number BBE-002666 was generated for Dap Barber Brazen. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
And everything else was okay? It was just paper?
There were no sanitation violations.
All right. Mr. Stroud, can you tell us about this situation? How did we get in the situation where you're unlicensed?
Yes, sir. So I do have a barber license and I'm in a salon suite where there's different, you know, sections. It's not under one. It's not a barbershop or anything. And so when I interviewed and applied to be in here, I spoke to the owner of the salon suites and I asked, you know, what paperwork do I need in order to operate out of here legally? And she answered a barberside sanitary certification, a barber license, and then a Mesa City tax license where I can accept payment. So in my case, it was just a case of like bad information. I was trying to go about things the right way. And I just, you know, coming from the salon owner who had other cosmetologists in here, I thought it would be a good source of information. And so I never got an establishment license. I'm also new to the industry. I haven't even gone through my first barber license expiration and renewal yet. So I'm glad I was able to take care of it now rather than, you know, a couple years down the road. Now I do have a establishment license.
And you have a relationship with Ms. Hill, so you can call her and ask her how to do things and she'll tell you the truth.
She was so helpful. Yeah, thank you so much, Ms. Hill.
All right. We're going to go into deliberation. So, let me say something.
I'm moving without the finding of facts to the investigation report. Marshall Max.
Brandon McFadden, I'll take that.
Okay. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. We agree this happened. Now, do we have a motion for discipline in this matter?
I would like to make a motion to institute a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Mr. Stroud. Okay. Sorry about that part. Mr. Stroud, by majority, we have agreed to send you a disciplinary letter of concern. So there's no fine to pay, but we'll keep a record that this happened. So if we see you back, then we'll wonder what you're up to. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Can't wait to see you guys next time.
All right. Thank you. Well, we'll see you soon.
Oh, we don't want to see you.
Well, yeah, when y'all do the annual inspections, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see her. Yeah, that I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. See you next month.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, so I do believe Mr. Celaya has joined the meeting, so we will need to first go back and rescind the previous motion to formal hearing.
Okay.
And then we can confirm that he is here and ready to have his case heard.
Okay, I make a motion that the previous motion regarding case INFP 88673 be rescinded based on changing circumstances.
Second, Marshall Max.
All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right. So we're back to case number INFP 88673, Curdy Mo's Barbershop and Salon, BVE 001064, Albert Schleyer. Are you there?
Yeah. I am Tim Celaya. Can you hear me?
Yes. And you said Tim?
I am Tim. I am the son of Alfred. Alfred is also on the phone as well.
Okay, guys. All right. We're going to start through this. Phil's going to review this with us. And then we're going to come back and ask you questions. That's it.
So we need to swear him in, and we need to ensure that we're speaking to the owner, Alfred, not
him. We're far enough into exhaustion that we're missing people. Speaking for myself, of course. Him and Alfred Celaya, do you swear or affirm testimony you today will be truthful?
I did.
Yeah, Tim.
Correct. Tim? Yeah. Tim. Yeah.
You up to something? What are you doing?
Dad, answer the phone.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. That was good. I like that. All right, now we're going to go back and hear some business.
All right, good morning, Bagley and members of the board. My name is Alexander Hill. On July 13th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Curly Mo's Barbershop Salon
and I spoke with a staff member named Ted. I verified the establishment barber license on the board's licensing database system and determined that it expired on June 30th of 2019, 1 year before the pandemic. The license displayed had an expiration date of June 30th of 2018. As of January 19th, 2024, today, the barber establishment license is still expired. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Okay, so Jim, the solid lights.
Mr. Bailey, there is no sanitation issue.
Okay, thank you. All right, gentlemen, if Tim, you're going to be the spokesman, tell me how it is your license has expired for so long and you haven't decided to do anything about it.
I was under the impression that we did. I went on this website and I have a balance of zero. I just paid a $53 payment no more than 2 weeks ago. Okay. And it said that my balance was zero.
Okay. So, Alfred, are you there? Do you know anything about this? Sir?
That's
right.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this licensing thing?
No, I thought that we were supposed to get a notice on the licenses and why it expired or lapsed. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I never did get any notices of when it was due.
Okay.
Yeah, if we get a notice, we'll pay it. I mean, or a bill. When
their expiration is on their license.
Yeah, we do try to do that as a courtesy. The actual renewal of your license is really everyone's responsibility. So in the future, don't wait for us to send you a message. Take a look at the license and solve the problem. But today, it appears that you've not had a license for 5 years.
Could that be true? I was told that you guys were remiss in billing us, so that they were going to kind of just, I talked to a lady late last year that said we hadn't been billing you, so we're going to kind of just bill you so much money, and we did that, and my understanding was that we paid right. That.
Yeah, the sad thing that, is we don't bill. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but reality is we don't send you a bill. You send in a renewal. So it's the cart and horse. We're the horse and you're
the
cart.
When I go onto the website, it says we have zero balance.
Well, it's probably because you haven't applied for a new license.
They would have to apply for a new license.
Yeah, did you
apply?
Expired
for so long?
I'm
trying to
work. Yeah. We need to unwrap this. This is long enough. We need to fix this because you guys are operating illegally.
Correct. I guess I'll have to go on the website. I can't do that right now, but
right.
Then I would apply for the license and then it would get billed.
Well, no. Start from there. You apply for a license probably because you've probably been expired for so long you no longer have a license. You might be able to renew it. I don't know the exact dates. So something will happen there, but we don't send you bills. We're not the power company. You know, you're applying for a license. You have to apply for a license, pay the fee, you can get the license. You know, so get that billing thing out of your mind. That's not real. We're never going to do that. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Yeah, we're never going to do that. Keep looking out the window. We're not coming.
I have a question. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Frank, did they get a notification when it's going to be expiring or when it's expiring? Out of curiosity, not specific 15.
Yeah, I do believe the Salesforce system was sending out notices at the 60 and 30 day mark.
Around 2000, we started getting in the beginning, it wasn't, and then about 2001,
which popped up. Yeah. Yeah, these are 19. These guys are
repeated. It's like current practice now. Those are people.
Yeah, current practices, okay. Yes.
But if they've been expired so long, does it still remind them every year? Only
when Mr. Chair Member Flores, it gives a prior, like a 60-day On the barber side, it was 60 and 30.
Got it.
With our new system that's going to be consolidated, I think we're doing 60, 30, and 15.
So these guys today have been expired for 5 years. So do they even have a renewable license, or are they starting from zero? How are we going to get these guys out?
A big fine or a big fine. Yeah, no, it's
fine. That's what I remember. We are very fortunate to still have Ms. Coleman in the room this morning, who has been ushering the barber licenses for 6 or 7 months now. Does she have? I'm trying to figure it out in the new.
So they're 5 months before 5 years. We can do a reactivation of the barber license, so we'll have to calculate those fees.
So they're right up to the edge.
Before they're right up to that 5 year period.
But they should commit to do this today, right? This isn't a go online when I have time kind of.
Yeah.
What I would encourage the board is to have them work with Ms. Coleman today, this afternoon, or probably better yet Monday, because I do believe we're probably all at a point of exhaustion. Have her contact these folks on Monday, and we can solve that part of the issue and get them licensed. I think what's before the board today is the violation that they have been operating.
Right. So to cast this so we can move forward, Mr. Slaya. Tim, are you going to be the contact on this deal? Are you going to be the one that solves this problem or is out?
Correct. Okay. I will be the one.
Okay. So where you are, you're within 5 months of not having a license that can be renewed. So you have to do this right now.
ASAP.
So I guess that the consensus was, we've all had so much fun today. You think the money's going to work better? So, are you going to contact them? All right, so our wonderful person who handled this is going to contact you by email.
By phone.
She's going to call you by phone because she's even better than the person who would do email. And then you need to take that phone call. Okay. You guys need to get in compliance. So that's one thing. That stops the bleeding. And then we still have the problem that you've been operating for 5 years on life.
If we continue this to the next meeting, could we then...
That might be smart.
Because then they could have applied and because right now they're not even licensed.
Yeah.
But
so what we're doing is
that doesn't change the fact that they've been unlicensed for almost 5 years.
Right, but we don't know they won't be.
Which is what's before you today.
Yeah, but the challenge we have is today's action should be, you know, hey, stop doing everything. You can't cut hair, can't do anything. Whereas tomorrow's action, if they do reapply and get approved, then at least we can talk about penalties and here's how you can be like.
I agree with that.
Just as a thought.
Because we could go ahead and say, here's the deal, and then they don't show up. You call them, they don't have
to. And they don't have license.
I don't see though. It doesn't change the penalty.
Yeah, but how do we can't enforce, if they don't have a license, how do we enforce anything? We only... That's a different attorney general's office, right?
I think he's right. I think we need to go back.
We could have Shaman
for other cases too, where we have continued it to make sure that they have the license.
We need to know where the end is, know what the middle is.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I'm proposing.
I think it's right. All right, so do we need to vote to continue? All right, so I propose that or make a motion that we continue this case until next month so that we can make sure we know that they comply, got this done, and we have it cleaned up. We know what the extent of the problem.
Goodman.
Second. Good motion and second. All those favors say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. All right. So, Mr. Staff, we're going to continue this case in the next month because we want to make sure that you get taken care of and get the stick. And we'll revisit where you are and how long it took to clean this up to figure out what to do about the big gap in the middle. You understand?
Correct. Who's going to be giving me a call?
The licensing specialist will be calling you.
Yeah, she's the licensing specialist. She's the one that will actually do it.
Okay.
So she'll do the work. Okay.
And can I apply then for the fee right then and there over the phone?
She'll tell you. She'll tell you what's going on and she will solve the problem. It's really good. Okay. All right. So we're all good?
Yes.
All right. Good. So we'll see you next month. She'll talk to you Monday. Everything's going to be fixed. That's going to be great. Thank you
all
for
right.
your time.
Sounds good.
We're going to move to the next game. Bye, Alfred.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Our next gate is number 87291 Young Town Barbershop, BBD 000047, Albert Barayev, BAR 003107. No one's here, so if you're on the phone, star six, if you're not.
Are there people still on the phone?
Good question.
Yep.
All right, so Albert Barayev, if you're on the phone, star six. Hearing no response, I move the case number 87291 move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into a compliance agreement before that happens.
Second.
Motion is second. All favors say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right, so that case moves forward. Our next case is case number 87505. DMND HUD number 2, BBE 002090, Andrew J. Vargas, DAR 005655. Andrew Vargas, you on the phone, star stick. Hearing no reply, I move the case number 87505 move to a formal hearing, let the parties involved can come into compliance before the formal hearing.
Goodman, second.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously that moves forward. Our next case is case number 98263, Angelita Vallejos, license 115-02186. Angelita Vallejos, star six if you're on the line. Hearing no response, I move the case number 98263.
Angelita Vallejos, I'm here.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Don't be messing around here. All right. All right, so case number 98263, Angelita Vallejos, do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth, the whole truth?
Angelita Vallejos, I do.
Thank you very much. Well done. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our investigator is going to review the case with us. We'll come back to you and have two questions. You're on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dagley, members of the board. My name is Captain Bertrand. On May 11, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Lita's chromatic cut and spoke with the manager, Ms. Malia. During the inspection, I identified the following violation. Unlicensed establishment. I found no annotation issues. I verified Lita's chromatic cut establishment license on the board database and determined that the establishment is still unlicensed. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
No, you made it clear. Ms. Vallejos, are you the owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell me what you're doing to your establishment license.
So when on May 11th of 2023, I was not present at the time that Ms. Kathy had came to did the inspection. I did have a suite mate at the time who was there. I was also on the present phone walking through the whole inspection. She did ask me. I was not aware of this establishment license. I am a suite rental. I was doing a suite rental and I was not aware. I had did all my business license and like everything that I needed to run the business as if I was told I did deliver. I did pay for all of that to get my license through the LLC. And as my understanding, I thought that's all I needed. So I wasn't aware of what establishment license was additional to have the business running. So she did walk us through. She was very kind to walk us through. I did call immediately because I didn't want that into my name because I was running a small business. Again, mind you, this is my first time being alone, running a small business. I got onto the phone, called state board right away to get the establishment license. I even text the suite mate at the time that that she did give the citation to, that was there to sign the paper for me. She told me that to continue to pay for the establishment, walked me through it. I right away got onto the state board online. I couldn't get through. I actually talked to a state board member who actually walked me through to get it done. About 6 days later, because it was hard for me to get through the state board. The computer was, I don't know, something with the system. It didn't allow me. Then I kept calling. I couldn't get through. Finally, I did get through. Again, I did get walked through by a state board member. They did help me all the way. She helped me to put all the information. I even got proof and reference numbers of that I did deliver that, you know, to get my establishment. Now we're talking, we're now in December. Unfortunately, I was in a bad car accident right the day before my original date of this court session or inspection session. I couldn't attend. I'm still wondering where my license at, because I haven't received it, but I do have proof that I did, like I said, delivered. And I do remember her telling me that I also needed a TPT. I also got that. That was also issued May 11, 2023. So I was just kind of confused on what establishment license I needed, because, again, I was never told when I rented from the suite building. It is a building that has multiple, you know, buildings. And I thought, hey, I'm a small business, piece of cake, because I got my license business, you know, establishments there. So I was just kind of confused.
Right. Let's look at this for a second. Do we have anything on this? Do we have a filing? Or we have
anything? Yeah. So we did receive her application on May 17th, 2023. She was sent, and actually, let me rephrase. We received her payment on, because that was literally days before we transitioned, just in complete transparency. However, we did send an email on 6/29, an email on 7/18, and an email on 8/25, letting her know that we had an incomplete application and we needed additional information from her. And then at the 180-day mark on November 15th, we sent another email saying that your license is now, or your application would now be expired, because we were past the administrative completeness date.
Okay.
And this, it looks like this, for reference, this inspection occurred on May 11th.
Okay.
But she did pay
on May 17th.
The deal was off.
6 days later. 6 days after the inspection, where she was found out of compliance, it was the one week situation.
Yeah, did you understand that, Angelita?
Yeah, so I understood that when I got citated, like I said, I did follow right away. Like right. I said, I was on it that same day. I called state board. I even did it online as we were talking to Miss Kathy. Like, I'm like, what is that? Like I said, she was very kind. She walked me through, like, no, it's an establishment. If you had a receipt going back, I'm like, what receipt? Like, what? So I called state board right away, and it was hard to get through. It took me those literally 6 days to get through them. And I was like, okay, so that's when I finally got a hold. I'm like, finally, like, I literally waited all day, and I can't remember the guy. I think it was a guy who
walked in. Can I give you some information that will help you? I understand your situation. It, when you filed that first time, it took, you know, a long time, 6 months or whatever. And it was long enough that that application expired. So you're back at zero.
Okay, so
I'm trying to tell you that that's where you are. Whatever you did before took so long and didn't get done that expired in the system. So you need to reapply to get a license. Then right now you're operating illegally, but you still don't have an establishment license. So you need to start over and do it. There is new software, and this new software is considerably easier than the old software. But just go online and do it. You have that ability.
And that's printed, on the website where it says if it doesn't come in within the 6 months, you have to reapply again, because I wasn't aware of that fine print or read anywhere.
Yeah, that's a link.
And we received, and she received four emails.
The system sent you four different emails reminding you to do this, and unfortunately, you just missed them.
When I talked to a lady named Rosa, I had explained that I never received those emails.
Right.
And I, when she had said, like, I'm going to send you an email direct, and I communicated with her, and I send those papers stating on my behalf that I did what I, like, I delivered my, what I had to do as an owner of a small business to have these licenses.
Angelita, can you listen, be here just a second?
Yeah.
None of that makes any difference right now. All of that's done, all that's gone. You have to start over. You have to start over like you never did it, because whatever happened before is gone. So you have to go in and apply for an establishment new now, right away. Because you're operating illegally, and all that old paperwork and all those conversations are all gone.
Well, fortunately, I can't do that. I no longer have the business no more. I had to let it go because of the fact of my accident. And I have heart and passion in what I was doing. It left me disabled, and I had to let it go.
Okay.
Sorry that I had to get emotional, but like, and she was very aware when I talked to the state board, and she was like, I was like, well, what do I do while I wait? And she's like, well, you can't operate. And he said, okay. So a month went by, I didn't work. And you know how hard it is to pay a weekly payment from a suite not working? And then me having this accident, you know, I had to let it go. I don't have the salon anymore. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
You're fine.
And it's,
relax. Are you able to work at all? Are you operating?
No,
as a private
person? I can't walk. Yeah, I can't walk. That's why we had to reschedule this way, because my accident happened on December 14th, and this paper was the 15th. I was supposed to be attended to this in this court, and right. I couldn't because I can't walk, and it might take like a year or so. So.
All right. Well, we're sorry that happened to you. Let's see if we can help clean this up a little bit. All right. So, does anyone have any other questions? So, where we are, then how would you like to dispose of this again?
I also, can I say something?
Oh, no, too? No, please stop. Please stop. It's too late in the day. Just, we're fine. You did a good job. Just wait. Board. Only board people. Would somebody please do something?
Have we done the findings of fact and conclusions law?
No, we haven't.
So why don't we just adopt, Brady Flores make the motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law in case number 98233. Our second.
So a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, then that's passed. Now we have an order.
Did Brady Flores take a motion to implement as a disciplinary action a disciplinary letter of concern in case number 98263?
Yes. Second,
Marshall Brooks.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? All right, unanimously, Angelita. We've agreed that we're going to just issue you a letter of concern. There is no fine involved. And when you get better, then you go back and get started again. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. You did fine. You did a good job representing yourself. Get better, and we look forward to seeing you being prosperous.
Thank you. That means so much.
Okay. Have a nice day.
You too.
Case number 98391. Christina. Case number 9399. Elitzia Nails and Spa, SNT 18952. Hong Hong Lee, license 5110231. You're on the phone, so that's our six. Hong Hong Lee. Star 6. Hearing no response, I move to case number 98399.
Moves to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into agreement on the compliance agreement before that.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Thank you very much. That's the end of that one. All right, I have a cross 222. Does that mean it's not one of our problems right now? Thank you so much. Okay, number 23, did they also negotiate while we were here?
Actually, he communicated and he wanted this to be continued to the next court.
All right, let's do it. All right, next one up, 24, we think they all went away too, didn't they? There's no one. Ray, you got anything to say? All right, public comment is over. Let's do the next part.
I think there's something else on the agenda.
There is. Yeah, we have more questions. All right, but for the end of the morning, for people who had to step through all this. Thank you for doing so. Well, it's the most fun we've ever had.
Thank you for all your hard work. Yeah. Navigating all the personality out on the road with your special.
It's a good way of saying it, personalities.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to move into executive session. So in this executive session, we're going to need this McCauley. We're going to need our wonderful and powerful attorney general, Ms. Maya, and the board.
AAG.
AAG, not that's it for now.
So for these purposes, chair, board members, because the way it is agendized, it's agendized just for the board and Frank and anybody else that you think needs to be in there. However, if you think that someone needs to be in there, you need to articulate why, such as maybe to take minutes. Okay, so that, but I just want to make sure that you articulate why anybody else besides Frank and yourself is in there.
Correct. I am absolutely in agreement with you, and I'm debating the issue of the minutes, but just wondering how to deal with that.
When we did the review last year, did we have anybody think we had another thing in our plans? I feel comfortable if we had it last year, but.
There's a question about.
Okay, I can keep in it.
There we go. We have volunteer.
Whoa. Seamus, is it appropriate for a board member to take minutes in this situation? I've never heard of that, but I don't think they would be inappropriate as long as staff and I review them after.
I mean, they're not going to be like in family.
No, there shouldn't be.
Yeah, like
they're not robots.
Yeah.
All right, so then that's how we do it.
And this is an executive session for the purposes of discussing personnel matters, aka the review of the executive director.
That's absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Chase and Tracy and Seamus, we can go back to that same link that I had sent out this morning.
I'm already in there.
Actually.
You can just leave.
Yeah, that's, we'll just stay here.
Thank you all.
I'm still here.
Yeah, that's fine. I do too.
weeks later.
No.
But we have to.
Yep.
All right, now what do we, are missing anything? Seamus around? Does he have to be here?
He does.
Okay, you're good. All right.
I'm here. I'm here.
Kate's on and.
I'm on.
I'm on.
Trace, are you on?
Good. We're back in, yeah, so we're gonna make a motion that we deal with the annual review in the way we decided that we would in the meeting.
Second that.
Wait, so, I'm sorry, was that motion to offer a raise based on the number decided in executive session to the executive? Okay, thank you.
You are still right. All right, so I made a motion.
I second.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? All right.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
But you have to everyone make sure the, sorry, it's kind of the meeting.
Yes. All right, we voted, they're gonna say aye.
Aye. I was gonna ask where you want me to, I was just gonna send a meeting.
Anyone opposed?
And Seamus? Seamus wanted to see them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for being.
Oh, God.